Local photographers are showing off pictures of wildlife and birds returning to Onondaga Lake during an exhibit open to the public this weekend at Honeywell's Onondaga Lake Visitor Center in Geddes. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the images are meant to show the public that Onondaga Lake is being restored.
Like the canary in the coal mine, birds are often a harbinger of the health of an ecosystem, according to Audubon of New York Executive Director Erin Crotty.
Birds are still sentinels of the health of the environment. They continue to be. And so when you have a robust bird population, when you have habitat that can support them and other wildlife, you're really on to something great in terms of their long-term protection.
And that's what Crotty says has happened in Onondaga Lake. Once the most polluted lake in the nation, high levels of mercury, benzene, PCBs, and other chemicals dumped over years into the lake made it hard for migratory birds to make it their home. But many have returned thanks to the improved water quality that's resulted from a continuing cleanup. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Recent reports show that bird diversity is improving with sightings of bald eagles, great egrets, osprey, kingfishers, and numerous species of waterfowl. Crotty isn't surprised.
It's funny. I mean, the birds will take care of themselves. You know, it's us who have to make sure that the habitat is available for them in order for them to eat and breed and continue.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.